Sha'ali Srufa Ve'esh. Written by the Maharam Mirotenberg, this kina is included among the Tzion poems because it uses the same liturgical style. Thematically, however, it is unrelated to a longing for the land. Instead, the Maharam here describes a terrible tragedy, the burning of the Talmud in Paris in 1242. And in this kina, he addresses the Torah, saying, Sha'ali Srufa Ve'esh Lishlom Aveilaich. Inquire, O Torah that was burnt in fire, for the welfare of those who mourn you. In a time when all books were written by hand, the fear that the Torah Shebaal Peh would be permanently lost was very real. For this reason, the Maharam saw this as a unique tragedy of its own. Why was the Talmud burned? What historical events led to this low point? It can likely be traced to Thomas Aquinas, who was ironically influenced by the Rambam's Mora Nevuchim. Aquinas used Aristotelian logic to, so to speak, prove the truths of Christianity. His ideas, to Christians, were so compelling that they could not understand how the Jewish people were unable to see the light. Until that time, Christians often believed that the Jews were victims of some sort of blindness, an inability to see the truths of Christianity. But things were now so clear. The Jews must be intentionally blind. In other words, the Jews know that Christianity is true and yet choose to ignore it. The suggested response to the Jews' blindness was increased missionizing among the Jews by the Dominicans and the Franciscans. The following is a decree of King James I of Aragon in 1242. Likewise, we wish and decree that whenever the archbishop, bishops, or Dominican or Franciscan friars visit a town or locale where Saracens or Jews dwell and wish to present the word of God to the said Jews or Saracens, these must gather at their call and must patiently hear their preaching. If they do not wish to come of their own will, our officials shall compel them to do so, putting aside all excuses. Despite these efforts, the number of Jews who actually converted was very small. According to the Christians, this made no sense. How could this be? Christians soon realized that there was another force in the lives of Jews, and it was the only rational explanation for why Jews couldn't see the truth, the Talmud. The Christians had always viewed the Jews as the people of the Old Testament, and in their eyes, the Old Testament anticipated Christian teachings. Why couldn't Jews see this? Isn't it obvious? It must be that the Talmud blinds them. In 1231, Pope Gregory IX formed the Inquisition, which was the organization designed to find, discipline, and often kill heretics. In 1236, Gregory instructed the Inquisition to investigate the Talmud. The goal was to prove not only that the Talmud was blasphemous against Christianity, but also that it was a violation of true Judaism. In other words, the Catholic Church was now deciding what was real Judaism and what wasn't real Judaism, and they firmly decided that the Talmud, the oral law, was not real Judaism. It was blasphemous not only to Christianity, but to Judaism. The University of Paris completed the task. Holding a trial against the Talmud, they declared it guilty of blasphemy and of causing the blindness of the Jews. 24 cartloads of books, perhaps 12,000 books in total, were publicly burned as the Jews were prevented from approaching. The books burned for 36 hours. James Carroll, from whose book I learned this history, writes, "The public burning in the Great Square of Paris was a first indication that a living, growing Judaism would not be allowed to survive in a Europe ever more under the sway of the sword-perverted cross." And Carroll then draws a direct line from this event, from the burning of the Talmud, to the anti-Semitism that led to the Shoah. Perhaps the Maharami Rotenberg himself recognized this. Perhaps he saw this as the beginning of a new and terrible chapter in Jewish history.